It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Welcome back to the Sports Shop, man. This is fantastic funky Friday. We are getting it in big time, and we've been discussing the A topic today has been obviously Deshaun Watson. Final decision on that scenario. Although we don't know what I would love to know 5 years from now, will this topic still be worth talking about?
Who's that?
Deshaun Watson and the 24 women and things of that nature.
The fact that it could work for you or against you, the fact that we really don't have any details,
right,
is really the issue.
Yeah.
Because he's professing and proclaiming innocent.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. They made a claim that is somewhat vague. It had not a lot of detail other than just a sheer number of people
right.
making the claim.
Right.
And then they settled. So now it's all sealed. So now we left with, hey, I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
And they're like, he did something wrong, but we can't tell you no more.
Right.
So now everybody's just like, okay.
Except that one, will she ever talk? Will she write a book? Will she?
Well, he indicated, I think I heard somewhere this morning that he's going to tell this style of story. Maybe you just shut the hell up.
Oh, Lord.
Anyway, let's hear a couple of sound bites from yesterday
for
regarding this whole scenario. Let's take a listen.
That's definitely the plan. That's definitely the goal. I feel like through this whole process, we've been trying to tell my side of the story, but a lot of people wasn't able to or didn't really pay too much attention to it. But one day we will. Only time will tell. And, you know, like I said before, just continue to keep being the person I am, keep showing the community how good of a human being I am. I have always been how I was raised, and I just want to continue to show that and, you know, keep pushing forward.
What? I'm not even going to say anything. You've been trying to tell your story. Nobody don't want to pay attention.
Deshaun,
Woe is me.
There's no story, Deshaun, if you can't. If the story can't be I'm innocent. That can't be the story.
That's right. Not the story.
That's not the story. That's not how that works. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, there's no story that you could tell to explain how you ended up with, okay, let's say 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
10 people that felt like you made unwanted advances toward them, period. Right? Because of what she called nonviolent assault.
Yeah.
That's what the judge called.
Nonviolent assault.
Right? So, and that is basically they could just make an advance toward that. That's an assault.
Right.
Yeah.
So, in his eyes, you know, I never really touched it. You miss. Okay, read this. What does this say that you nonviolent assault has to be?
Exactly.
And the fact that you were just merely in that room and they felt like you said things or your emotions were inappropriate, well, that would be considered an assault.
Mm.
Yeah.
You're not going to win this.
You know what he really needs? He needs a sports shop counselor.
He needs some good counseling.
I mean, because I give it to him straight. I said, look, man, tell me what happened. No, just lay it out. Just tell me your side of the story. Every time he get on the other side of that line, I'm going to say, now you know what that was. I said, that should have been 5 to 10 right there.
Right.
I didn't do no, what I just tell you was. That's 5 to 10 right there.
Yeah.
Now keep talking.
Yeah.
Well, this one right here, I said, well, you know what that was, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you still should have got another 10.
You're looking at 20 right now.
You're looking at 20 right now.
Yeah.
Now you keep talking. No, I'm sure he's gonna try to explain it all the way.
Because some people think they can talk their way out of anything.
Absolutely.
Straight up.
And I just think for him, I mean, it just feels like it's a pattern. It feels like it's a pattern. It feels like it's probably been a pattern. It's probably happened before.
That's
why he was he just doesn't think he's done anything wrong because he's been able to do it over
that's
and over again.
That's why it's a pattern.
It's probably started in college.
If I think I can say this to you, and I can say this to women,
that's what I think.
And I can say this to women. Right. This is my way of you know, asking you out or doing whatever.
Right.
And until somebody says, "Hey, man,
what are you doing?"
Right.
You know you can't do that. Right.
Right.
You go. What do you mean? I always do that.
Right.
Hey, bruh. That's against the law. You can't do that.
Grow up.
Let's quickly go to the phones right now because I want to get another story for the top. We got Mike and Kerry. Michael, thank you for joining us, man.
You're the only one I love. and you can't change that.
I love this song.
You're the one I love, girl.
Go ahead, Michael.
Come on.
Can't change it.
You know what, Reese? You can try if you want to.
But I can't change that.
Listen.
That was pretty good.
You people in the
radio.
Mainstream media.
You people.
You people in the biased mainstream media.
The bias?
You know, no matter how much you keep the story going, number four still made that pass to number 13.
And it was a legal pick, by the way.
And it was not a pick.
They called it the play Florida.
And if
like
we would have had somebody to do the right thing earlier when this was happening down in Clemson, maybe we wouldn't even have to deal with that.
That's right. That's right.
It's like when I scratched my nose at a red light. It wasn't a pick.
Michael, Mike, get something. Well, is something wrong. What?
Sometimes, you know, when people say, mention my story, I'll get a chance to tell my side of the story.
Right.
After watching that thing on Mind Tateo, sometimes I just wish people wouldn't tell the story. Sometimes I just let it go.
Yeah, exactly.
There's some things I can't unsee. You know what I'm saying?
Neither can he.
I just don't know what to think about this, but I have to go with what Pam said. And of all people, she would know about patterns.
Oh, my God.
Is that there's just so much here. There's something's got to be wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just something. And I I'll tell you what, that's one guy I would have never thought we'd be having this conversation.
Now, Michael, 100%. I do agree to that. Seriously, I was just aside. I agree.
I just thought he was more adjusted.
You know what I'm saying?
He was better adjusted than that.
Yeah.
Better tuned in.
I mean, this thing is so bad. Warwick Dunn wants to take that house back.
He's stupid. Warwick, because did his mom get a house from Warwick Dunn?
Yeah, that's how it's all started. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, well, damn, Michael, that was 25 years ago. Michael,
it doesn't matter.
Mike, you be going deep. You be going deep in your research.
It's just such a bad look. You know, just look, it doesn't tarnish that pass.
It does.
But it's just someone that, you know, again, you don't put people on a pinnacle.
You really don't. Put them up on that pinnacle, man. He'll mess everything up.
That's right.
Hey, people, we know what it means. Stop. Chill out. Chill out.
Yeah, stop.
Jokes.
You just can't do it. You just can't do it. But anyway, well, listen, I appreciate y'all's coverage of this story. Fair, you know, unbiased. You know. You know, but I feel K-Mac would probably eventually try to go with that pattern of behavior. Started.
Okay.
They let him get away with that pick.
Yeah. That's right. That's how it's
going. Oh, it's coming.
Okay. It's coming. Hey, Mike, have a great weekend, my friend.
All right, but Ray Parker said you can't change that, boy. Yeah. Ray. Live with it.
Oh, no. Oh, we're going to change it.
Take care, Mike.
Matter of fact, we're taking the championship
from
you.
Hey, real quickly, we can talk about this story so much, but hey, the other day, Mike Tumman, right down the highway, saw these kids fighting.
Mm-hmm.
He stopped this damn car and said, get you in the car. Put the kids in the car. Brought them over to practice. Had him running drills, man. Mike Tumman, the head football coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
What a great
See, that's where it should be.
Exactly. Yes. Wow. That's called the village.
Can you imagine that back?
Get in this car. I'm going to tell your mom. I'm taking you to your mom.
Right.
Look, I tell you one thing. The fact Tumman got out, but then when Najee Harris got out
behind
him.
They were like, whoa.
He said, okay, sir.
We're going with you.
Okay, sir.
Hey, but he literally had him out there running drills at practice with the other programs out there.
And then they spent several hours with them after.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's how you can change some stuff. And those guys, I bet you, that's going to be impactful for them for the rest of their life.
Absolutely.
That hour or whatever, two they spent there. That's what I'm talking about. See, that's old school.
That's how you do it.
That's the way things used to be.
The village.
We gotta bring it back.
But I guarantee you, somebody, mom in that crowd was like, you don't be taking my show nowhere without me.
Well, you right about that. It's always that one.
No one. It's always that one.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.